SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a planned visit to the U.S. by a high-level delegation after today's U.N. Security Council vote demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Bob Agnew reports.
The resolution passed 14-0 after the U.S. decided not to use its veto power and instead abstained. Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating from what he said had been a principled position by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on the release of hostages being held by Hamas. The Israeli delegation was to present White House officials with plans for an expected ground invasion of the strategic Gaza town of Rafah. Bob Agnew, Washington.
A judge sets an April 15th trial date in Donald Trump's New York hush money case. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A defiant Donald Trump repeating what he said about the cases against him, including this hush money case in New York as he left court.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is.
Trump's lawyers were trying to get the case dismissed or postponed after a large document dump. They said they needed time to go over, but the judge set an April 15th trial date for the former president's hush money case involving Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the gunmen who raided a suburban Moscow concert hall and killed 139 people were radical Islamists. At the same time, he reaffirmed his claim that Ukraine could have played a role in the attack despite its strong denials and the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 162 points. This is SRN News. As Holy Week begins, SRN News spoke with Jeremiah Johnston, the pastor of apologetics and cultural engagement at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. His newest book, Body of Proof, gives the latest archaeological findings as well as seven evidences to prove Jesus really arose from the grave.
Without the resurrection of Jesus, there is no gospel. And an absolutely devastating passage in 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul said that if Jesus Christ has not been risen from the dead, we're still in our sins. And in fact, two verses later, he said people should feel sorry for Christians if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, because we're just going around, we should live for tomorrow. But Paul then says, but no, he has been raised from the dead. Paul could say that because he had seen Jesus Christ physically alive after death, and it utterly transformed his life.
Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, whose newest book, Body of Proof, is available online or wherever Christian books are sold. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun will be stepping down from the company at the end of the year as part of a broad management shakeup. Following a series of mishaps, Boeing has been under pressure since early January when a panel blew off a new 737 MAX. EU regulators have opened investigations into Apple, Google, and Meta. It's the first cases under sweeping new law designed to stop big tech companies from cornering digital markets. This could be a relatively quiet week on Wall Street. Markets will be closed on Good Friday. For today, a lot of red. The Dow lost 162 points at 39,313. S&P off 16 at 52,18. And the NASDAQ fell 44 points, 16,384. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.